WRFULP.
Free your mind and open up the airwaves here at WRFULP Urbana 104.5.
What's up, y'all? This is your boy, DJ BJ Clark, with the After Work Drive Show, right here on 104.5 WRFU. I want to invite you to tune in every Tuesdays and Thursdays at 5 p.m. for the After Work Drive Show with your boy, DJ BJ Clark. I'll see you in the future. 104.5 WRFU.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another edition of East to West. Thank you to my lovely assistant for helping me set up today. Today, I just want to talk about a lamp and light. And what does a lamp have to do with anything in the gospel? When we think of a lamp, we think of, an object that lights the darkness. And so we're just going to talk about how we can become a lamp, how we're called to become a lamp. And when we get that light of God in us, what we're supposed to do with it and what we're not supposed to do with it. You know, many times, many times, we forget all too often in this troubled world that we do have a light inside of us. That's supposed to burn bright, and that's supposed to burn out the darkness in our lives, in the world's lives, in people's lives. And so, yeah, so we're just going to talk about that today. We're going to talk a little Super Bowl. I'd like to talk about that. Even though I don't have a dog in the fight per se, I'm still excited to watch it. I'm still excited to just see this competition, where... these two teams are struggling to gain ground, struggling to get to that end zone, to score just enough points to win and defeat the other team. But first of all, let's just get into it right now. So I'm going to read a parable from Luke chapter 8 and starts in verse 16, and it talks about the revealed light. This is what I like about this parable. It's not talking about a light. It's not talking about, a dim light. It's not talking about a light that's supposed to be kept, hidden or turned off. It's a revealed light. God is saying to us, it's time that we turn the light switch on in our souls and in our walks with Him and in our life, so that way people can see the light of God. It says, no one, when he has lit a lamp, covers it with a vessel or puts it under a bed, but sets it on a lampstand that those who may enter may see the light. For nothing is sacred that will not be revealed, nor anything hidden that will not be known and come to light. Therefore, take heed all how you hear, for whoever has to him, more will be given, and whoever does not have, even though what he has seems will be taken from him. So this is a very, very, I feel like a very pivotal moment in our Christian life, in our Christian mindset, because it's just, God is very clearly calling us to be a light, to the world, to be a light to those who are struggling in their own darkness, with whatever they're going through. It's time for us to set down our agendas and to set down our ideals and ideas and surrender those, that we may pick up this lampstand that God has given us to walk out into the darkness of someone's life and say, enter in, follow the light. A few years ago, my wife and I went to Prince Edward Island in Canada. Beautiful. One of the most beautiful places I've ever seen. If you can picture rolling hills, mountains, trees. I mean, it's just blue sky, beautiful. It was just absolutely beautiful. And we got to go to this cove, and it had probably one of the most photographed lighthouses in the world. You know, it's amazing. It's just beautiful. It's rustic. It's just awesome. I've never ever seen a lighthouse in person. I've never been to one, but just the magnitude of it, just walking up and seeing this thing, this building with this huge light on top, and knowing that for hundreds of years, sailors could sail their ships into this cove by that light. Even when it was foggy, they knew to look for the light, and they knew that light would guide them to safety. That light would guide them into this cove. And it was just amazing. I mean, it's just one of the most fond memories I've ever had. It was amazing. We got to go in, go up to the top, look around. And it's just crazy to think that this symbol, you know, of this lighthouse really, if we think about it, really represents that Christian light that God has put in us to just walk out and light out the world. It's just amazing. I love it. You know, other places it talks about how you don't, you know, when I was a child, you know, in school, Sunday school, we'd always sing that, "This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine." Sorry, I cannot sing very well, but you remember the song. And it's talking about, I'm not gonna put it under a bush, I'm not gonna put it under a rock, I'm gonna let it shine. And it's just amazing that at such an early age that song was implanted into me. Now, further on down the road, that light wasn't as bright as it should have been, you know. But it was still there. And it's still there with you. It's still there with all of us. There's a light inside of us. And that light can be come in the form of compassion, mercy, grace, forgiveness, trust, do-overs. I mean, I think one of the greatest things we can do for our broken relationships or for somebody that's wounded us is a do-over. It's amazing. It's a do-over. You know, let's try this again. Let's wipe the slate clean. Let's do this again. I mean, it's just amazing how when we do that, how that light just intensifies. I mean, it's like, you know, when you walk into a room and you turn the light on for the first few seconds, your eyes are kind of, you know, trying to adjust to this light. But boy, man, aren't we glad that we had the light in the darkness to see, you know, what we couldn't see before? I'm glad I have a light, because I tell you, I probably would be wearing a lot of mismatched socks to work. Because, you know, the light helps us to see what we need to see. It helps provide that light that we can use to guide our life, to help guide other people's life. You know, a few nights ago, you know, we did One Winter Night. Amazing. Amazing. I love that it's done in the dark. I love that it's done in the dark of night, because in the dark of night, you just see all these, it's like I see all these little lampstands, you know, by the boxes, in the volunteer room, in the registration area, you know, on the smiles. I see hundreds of lampshades out there. You know, it's just, for me, they're not just box dwellers. They're not just somebody who wants to spend the night in the cold and say, "Woohoo, I spent the night in a box." I think these are actual lampstands, and I think when we look at each other, we need to see each other as lampstands. And some of us may need a bulb change, or a little oil added to the wick, but we're all lampstands. We're all capable of shining light into darkness. You know, God has given us that. That's, I believe, one of the great mighty things that we are inherently born with is this light that can be used to light things and to cast out darkness and to cast out fear and to cast out, you know, just things that that cause uncertainty and that cause, you know, it's just wonderful. I just love it. I love talking about the light. I love talking about helping people. And, you know, and I think when we can really wrap our mind around this concept that everybody has a lampstand inside them, everybody has this bulb inside of them that's either turned on or turned off. And with us having ours turned on and letting us let the light of God shine through our lives, I think it helps them to realize how easy it is to turn the switch on. You know, God's not asking us to build a house here. You know, He's not asking us to wire people. He's not asking us to wire our own selves. He's just asking us, turn your light on and don't hide it. You know, don't go in a dark room and turn your light on, because a light in a dark room is just a light in a dark room. But a light in the world, when you're out in the world and people see this light in you and they see this joy and they just see this compassion, oh my gosh, it just changes. It changes everything. It does. I've seen it. I know it. I'm not just saying this in hopes that it'll work.
Okay.
I know it works.
All right.
I know it does. I've seen it. I think
we're coming
people.
In clear, y'all. Y'all know what time it is. It's time for a pop-up. I'm your boy. It's the College Radio Directory Takeover with your boy, DJ BJ Clark. We're trying to give these... Hey, you know what? Hold on. Let's do it like this real quick, baby. It's like this. CollegeRadioDirectory.com. You're listening to DJ BJ Clark.
Hello, boys and girls. How are you? You know, today is going to be a wonderful day.
Today could be a wonderful day for many reasons. We might get mail from the postman. Or we might just get a song from Ace. Because I'm back.
Welcome back. You're listening to 104.5, the station getting you through the day.
You good? I know you like that. I know you like that.
How long you been back, man?
I see the girls in the club, they're getting wild for me. And all the pretty chicks all wanna smile at me. These rap cats, man, they all got this style for me. And if I ever see them, man, they probably bow to me. And when this beat drop, I know they gon' lean. World debut, I know they gon' fiend. Everything Mississippi to the Palm Springs. Girls from brunettes down to blonde queens. These young boys don't know what a don mean. I'm just a bad boy gone clean. I'm the diamond chain choker, always remain sober. Don't drink liquor and all the game's over. Need a plane, I explain it to my broker. Three box in the hood, top down, and ain't over. You know there's more, man, where that come from. Me and Kuda love rolling back to back in one.
See, the names have all changed since I've been around. But the game ain't the same since I left that out.
Still, I'm the most fly. I win so much, they wanna know who I'm coached by. Every day approached by chicks when I was no top. Wanna give me so side, but I'm like, don't try. I see the hisses and the disses when I go by. But see the misses on my wrists when I float by. Self-control and I can't tell you no lie. Tryna find a soulmate, you end up being so tied. I make my money, man, without the coca. Living la vida without the loca. I'm down south, so they show me country love. And I ain't even country.
country thug. The people give me daps and hugs, so it must be love. And I love the country grub. It feel good to hear people singing welcome back. And I ain't even selling a track, cause I'm that Harlem cat.
Basically, I told him if he ain't have my money by Friday, I was gonna break my foot off in his ass.
You know what I'm saying? Are we live?
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt your regularly scheduled programming to bring you this emergency announcement.
He is back, ladies and gentlemen. Mace is back.
Back to love you, Anthony.
I love you too, baby. After a 5-year hiatus, he has returned back to the game, and the public outcry.
Oh, yeah. What's up, y'all? It's your boy, DJ BJ Clark. We got our first radio submission here at 104.5 WRFU. And, yeah, we're teamed up with College Radio Directory. I'm not going to waste no time. Y'all don't waste no time. If you're an artist out there and you're trying to get your shine on, make sure y'all visit us here at 104.5 WRFU, the station getting you through the day. Chisk, let's go.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me, and I'm feeling good. It's a new day, it's a new life for me, and I'm feeling good. Ooh, dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean. Butterflies are having fun, you know what I mean. Sleep in peace when day.
Kendra, feeling good. I'm feeling good after I listened to that track. Holy smokes. Can I say holy smokes on the radio? Yes, I can. See, here's a lot of things that people like to know here. And I get all these questions all the time. Hey, DJ BJ, what songs can and I can't say on the radio? There's a lot of words you actually can't say on the radio. And that's why I want to encourage you guys to hire professional radio editors. All right? Just like you go to the studio to get your songs mastered and mixed and recorded professionally, there's actually professionals out there that do radio edits, all right? Now, some of you guys want to know, like, where do I go? DJ, BJ, stop talking about it and tell me to be about it. Okay. Well, number one, I'm wearing the T-shirt. I'm wearing this really great, brand new, spanking T-shirt from College Radio Directory, and it feels good. It's the good stuff, you know? You know when you order a shirt from you know, some company offline? I'm not going to say no names. I'm not trying to make any enemies in the corporate world. But I will say this. Quality of shirt, the texture and all that, it matters. And I'm telling you, this shirt from College Radio Directory feels good on me. All right? Anyways, feeling good, Kendra. I'm putting a star on it. So you know what that means. I'm putting a star on it. And Kendra, I'm not going to lie to you. That right there, that will get reviewed for our top 10 pick for 104.5. I'm going to bring it up. I'm like, y'all have to hear this song by Kendra before we make the final decisions this week, because we're dropping it on Thursday. All right. And y'all already know the After Work Drive show is on Tuesday. And that's our final, this week will be our final pick on Tuesday. So if you want to get on that top 10 pick. Now, what does that mean to make the top 10 pick of 104.5 WRFU? It's simple, man. If your name gets on any of these top 10 picks, your song goes on our daily automation rotation for one whole year. That's how that works. What does that mean? Well, that means when nobody's in the studio, and I'm talking about everybody's fast asleep at night or whatever, or riding around their car late nights from the club and partying and having a good time, your song will pop up, which means constant radio play, which means more royalty payouts for you. Here's Anonymous. We got Anonymous. Last time Anonymous sent us a song, it was incredible. So I'm excited to hear what Anonymous sent us again. See, here's the thing. I can't do anything with it, Anonymous. And by the way, Kendra, I need that ISRC number. Okay? And that's the thing, folks. If you know you got a good song, you know you got a good EP or a good album, and you're submitting it to the radio stations, because you know College Radio Directory has over 400 radio stations wanting and willing to play your music. Don't forget to at least send them the ISRC number. That's like the most important thing besides the song and it being radio edit. Now, if you go to College Radio Directory, .com, you can actually, they have cleaning services there, and we also offer radio editing services here at 104.5 too as well. So if you want to get your music up to par for the radio, reach out to both of those services. I'll be right back after this song break, okay? I'm going to listen to Anonymous. Anonymous. There's another great artist from College Radio Directory too that keeps sending us good stuff.
You tried to run, tried to hide from the past. last, thought you'd make it right. The girl sees right through your lies.
If you know what I mean, if you feel how I feel, keep your eyes off the screen, give your brain time to heal. If you know what I mean, if you feel how I feel, keep your eyes off the screen, give your brain time to heal. All the words that they tell you, man, that can't be real. So much traffic in my mind, had me feeling distracted, losing control of the wheel. Driven by the classics, you cannot fathom the Spielberg. Rather than feel hurt, I'd rather just feel worth, like something that all now, been dropping the ball, how? I'll tell you now. Been dealing with pump fakes, my whole life I won't take. The pressure at this rate, I'm resorting to push weight. Get filled up with more hate, missing out on the opportunities that I don't take. Burning all the bridges leading up to heaven's gates. And that's the alternate route that I don't wanna take, yeah. Feeling how I'm feeling, throw your hands in the air. Show them you're revealing that your soul is rare. If you're feeling how I'm feeling, bob your head up and down. So much in this world they should be worried about.
Mr. or that was anonymous. I don't know if it's Mr. or Mrs. or they or them or whatever, but that was a good song. They always say rough draft, rough draft. All right, well, let me know when it's not a rough draft, and I'd be happy to go a little bit further with that song. But as long as it's a rough draft and you're still working on it, it sounds great. It really does. Now, I got some people behind the scenes with me with collegeradiodirectory.com. Now, I talk about getting your music on the radio. That is my job, is to help you, to help me, to help you become the best you could be. So I'm going to play another song. Then I got to show these guys on the live. And I'm live on Instagram, by the way, if you guys are actually listening in your car and want to see what's going on behind the scenes. This is what we're doing. We're hanging out in the studio, talking to those folks on Instagram right now. And we also do go live on Facebook and TikTok and stuff like that too as well. Oh, yeah. If you're not following us on, especially College Radio Directory on Facebook, do so. Why not? A lot of people are like, why do you keep talking about College Radio Directory, man? Because it's the number one source for independent artists to get their music on the radio. Y'all know when DistroKid came out and TuneCore came out, y'all was just like on it. Like, oh my God, I get to finally get my music distributed. I can't even say the word. I finally get my music on Spotify and Pandora. And I don't have to go through the major labels. By the way, news break. Here's a news break for you guys. The major labels are starting to figure out how they're going to cuff the independent artists. How they're going to slowly try to put up roadblocks to you independent artists. So what I want you guys to... Where am I going with this? Well, this news just came in yesterday from actually BMI, CSAC, Sound Exchange, and the FCC that... They're in talks with DistroKid and TuneCore about keeping tabs on the independent artists that are making big moves in with their record sales and stuff like that. And what they're doing, guys, is they're actually, I hate to say this, but I have to tell it like it is. They're actually paying DistroKid and TuneCore to maybe manipulate the system to where you guys are kind of in a pickle, so to speak, to have to go with major labels. See, major labels still want to be a part of the game, all right? They don't want you to succeed without them. They're like that, you know, that one ex-girlfriend or boyfriend that thought there was all that in a bag of chips and you'll never find nobody better.
but it so happened that you was just good by yourself anyways, but they wasn't convinced, but now they see you doing well like the independent artists are, because now they can upload their music on DistroKid and Spotify.